You know, Steve, I find it very interesting, the workers at River Rouge, there were blacks, there were communists, there were socialists among their ranks. They, you know, here they were with a boss, Henry Ford, who was a supporter of Hitler, and his type of thought. Was this really more than just a labor dispute? I mean, was this really kind of a moral play here or something?
Well, you had different people coming from different places, and I think some of the most, I don't know what the right word is, but there were people who were, you mentioned before Victor Reuther. There were people like Victor Reuther who, he was one of the first people I called 3 years ago when I was first researching this, and I'd explained the story of Louis Branford. Victor is, he's a deep thinker, and he's someone who puts his ideas into practice, too. But you had a really wonderful convergence of people in that organizing effort in 1936-37. The guy who edited the newsletter was a Rhodes scholar, Carl Hessler. Victor Reuther and Walter Reuther had traveled the world at that point. They were working hard on the campaign. Victor was a wonderful, he lived about 10 minutes from right here, where I live in Kensington, Maryland. And I took a video camera. When I first contacted him, I got on the phone. I spent, you know, maybe a minute describing the story of Louis Branford. And Victor was 89 years old at the time. And there was about a 10-second pause after I'd made this initial description. And I thought, okay, well, he's 89. Maybe, you know, maybe he's lost a step. And then he said softly under his breath, "There were others. My brother Walter and I were victims of assassination attempts by the same thugs. Harry Bennett, who is Henry Ford's main thug, picked off many of our best organizers."